595.
595, revise sewer and stormwater rates, charges, and fees in accordance with the fiscal year 2016-2017 sewer user rate study.
Roll call, please.
Fish.
Mayor and colleagues, I'm just going to make brief comments that apply to both 595 and 596. And we've all had a chance to comment in greater detail about the proposed rates. But I want to, again, do some thank yous. First, to the Citizens Utility Board of Oregon for their ongoing partnership with Portland's public utilities. And each year, they identify further cost savings that allow us to reduce rates. Second, to the new Portland Utility Board for their thoughtful consideration of both bureaus' budgets. And we know that in their second year of full operation, we expect to get even more comments and more in-depth commentary from them in the next budget cycle. I want to thank our budget analysts, Ryan Kinsella, Claudio Campuzano, and Melissa Merrill. I want to thank the two Mikes, Mike Stewart and Mike Jordan, the directors of the two utilities and their dedicated teams at the Water Bureau and the Bureau of Environmental Services. For the third year in a row, we have been able to keep utility rate increases combined, that is, under 5%. This year, under 4.5%, or roughly $4 per month for the typical customer. This reflects our collective ongoing commitment to providing good value to our ratepayers and to investing in basic services like replacing old pipes and preparing for the big one. I am proud that our public utilities continue to invest in maintaining our system while exercising discipline with ratepayer dollars. Aye.
Fritz.
Commissioner Fish, thank you for your fiscal responsibility and your commitment to openness, transparency, and accountability in guiding the two utility bureaus these past 3.5 years. Aye.
Hail.
Thank you very much. Aye. Okay, 596.
96, increase the Portland Bureau of Transportation Procurement Authority for the bike share system.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry?
596.
Got it?
Yep.
Water Bureau, authorize the rates and charges for water and water-related services during the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2016, to June 30, 2017, and fix an effective date.
Roll call, please.
Fish.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Hail.
Aye. 597.
Authorize a 1% dedicated fund account and authorize the chief procurement officer to conduct solicitations and execute agreements in support of the Community Benefits Plan for the Washington Park Reservoir's Improvements Project not to exceed $1,145,500.
And as I've discussed with Commissioner Fish, I want to set this over for 1 week so we can answer some more questions. Thank you. Aye. 598.
Increase the Portland Bureau of Transportation's Procurement Authority for the bike share system.
Second reading.
Not to exceed $3.75 million.
There you go.
$3.75 million, right. Second reading, roll call, please.
Fish.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Hail.
Aye. 599.
Authorize Portland Bureau of Transportation to enter into agreements with non-city hosts for Bike Town bike share stations.
Roll call, please.
Fish.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you to our major partner, Nike, and to the Portland Bureau of Transportation and Commissioner Novick and his staff. Aye.
Hails.
You're here. Aye. 600.
Amend fee schedules for tree permits.
Okay, Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. Jen Kyra, the city forester, will present on behalf of Portland Parks and Recreation.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz, Mayor, and Commissioner Fish. For the record, I'm Jen Kyra, the city forester with Portland Parks and Recreation, and I'm here to propose to update the tree permit fee schedule for fiscal year 2016-17, requesting council's approval for that. Portland Parks and Recreation services are primarily supported through general funds. However, we practice cost recovery for some services and collect certain fees under a fee schedule for certain tree permits. These are used to fund tree inspectors, or tree inspections, plan reviews, permit issuance, land use reviews, code enforcement, customer assistance, and other tree regulation-related functions. Portland Parks and Recreation charges fees to partially compensate for the cost of the services it provides. Parks and Rec does not charge fees for some services, for example, tree planting and tree pruning permits, in order to encourage these activities and reduce potential barriers to voluntary compliance with regulations. Other infrastructure and regulatory bureaus charge fees for their services in comparable processes, such as the Water Bureau, Bureau of Environmental Services, and Portland Bureau of Transportation. Portland Parks and Recreation has been proactive in informing and seeking input from customers regarding the need and rationale for the proposed fee changes. The Bureau has met with relevant stakeholder groups, including the Urban Forestry Commission and the Development Review Advisory Committee. We are proposing to increase certain permit fees to recover more of the costs of delivering those services. No new fees are proposed, certain permit fees remain unchanged, and select others are proposed for removal from the tree permit fee schedule because they are charged by other entities. You have in front of you a handout with gold and green on it, a spreadsheet that I'm going to refer to. It's titled Tree Permit Fees Research. And for example, one of the yellow highlighted fields is the violation appeal to code hearings officer fee. This is proposed for removal from the tree permit fee schedule because this is charged by the code hearings officer and doesn't really belong in this fee schedule. Those items indicated in white on this spreadsheet are unchanged. For example, the fee in lieu of tree planting and establishment, which remains at $300 per inch for the coming fiscal year. Those items in green are proposed for increase. Examples include the tree removal permit application, which is proposed to go from $25 per permit process to $35. You can see in this spreadsheet there is an actual cost column, and in that column for this item, tree removal permit application in non-development, that the permit process, if we charged full cost recovery, would be nearly $350, given the staff time invested in these. Not only would moving at one time to full cost recovery be a big increase, but we believe charging so much for a standalone permit process, such as in this case, would be a significant barrier to compliance. And so we plan to keep the rates for such permit processes low, even though they're not recovering our full expenditures for the service. Our funding gap at the proposed new fee levels is nearly $300,000. But we anticipate always keep for that particular permit, the tree removal permit application. We're going to absorb that and plan to do so in the future because of what I just described about that being an onerously high cost to charge if it were full cost recovery. In other cases, though, we're proposing modest increases to improve the cost recovery without jumping individual permit costs up significantly all at one time. And an example of that is the public works permit, which is in the development section of the spreadsheet, where we propose to collect a little more than half of the actual service cost. If we were to do full cost recovery on that permit fee, it would be significantly more at one time than it is currently. So I'm happy to answer any questions that you have about that and would ask that Council approve the fiscal year 16-17 tree permit fee schedule as proposed on June 8th.
I know it's late, but just want to just to help me out with a scenario here.
Yes.
So the restoration fee for tree removal for a city street fee, street tree.
Yes.
$300 an inch, right? So what's a scenario in which we would charge that fee?
That is when a violation has been committed that damages the tree. In most cases, it's going to be a pruning situation where a pruning permit wasn't obtained and incorrect pruning was done.
I see the damaged tree, but this is for removal. So,
You're looking at
tree removal.
Okay, in that case, then, the restoration fee, that's the fee that it would cost for us to get the tree back in, the value of that.
So this is where a homeowner has illegally or improperly removed a street tree?
That's correct.
So if they legally and properly removed it because it was diseased or something, we wouldn't charge this fee, right?
They would have then the violation review fee, which is up above in that same section. That's
if they hadn't right, done a, if they
had
asked permission.
Violation. So I have a 40-inch maple in front of my house.
Yes.
Thankfully, it's healthy. Yeah. If it developed rot down the middle and it had to be removed, the city wouldn't charge me $12,000 for that. Right?
No. You would, if done correctly, you would get the tree removal permit
yeah.
at $25 or maybe $35 yeah. next fiscal year, and that would be the only cost to you through the permit process.
These are only fees. These very high per inch charges are only in violation situations.
In that section under enforcement fees and penalties, correct.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, just wanted to clarify that. Correct.
That's correct.
We can take testimony, and then we'll carry it over for a vote.
I think that's other than this. That's not related to fees.
And we're still holding off on bringing back the report to council on the annual report about the tree code and the proposal for another bigger project pending Bureau of Development Services and the Bureau of Planning Sustainability coming to some agreement on what should be in it.
And my hope is, because I know the other issues that we're in dialogue about are very important to parks and to BES, I'm hoping by next week we can work out all these issues so we can move forward.
I think we'll have them worked out today.
Better.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Jen, thank
Touché.
You very much.
Touché.
Thank you so much. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then it's going to be carried over for a vote next week. 601.
Thank you.
Approve the designation of six trees as City of Portland Heritage Trees and remove the heritage tree designation from two trees.
Second reading, roll call, please.
Fish.
I'm sorry Dan's not with us today because I seem to recall every year we've had this report, he has said this is his favorite report
yeah.
and one of his favorite rituals. Very pleased to have a chance to vote on this, and thank you, Commissioner Fritz, and our tree stewards for bringing this forward. Aye.
Fritz?
Well, thank you to Jen Cairo, our amazing urban forester, and the Urban Forestry Commission who work hard on this. It's unfortunate that the PowerPoint wasn't working last week either, so that the public weren't able to see these fantastic six trees, and encourage folks who have a tree that they'd like to designate as a heritage tree to contact parks so we can get that process going. Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Now we have a few items left on our consent calendar. The following items are continued to next week because they're emergency ordinances and we cannot act on them today. That is item 575. 577, 578, 579, 580, and 583, and 584. Without objection, those items are all continued to next week. The remaining items that we actually have to act on are 574 and a couple others. So
about the four-fifths, does that just get carried over? Or?
Good question. I think you're right. Yes.
Can we take testimony on that one? It's a simple
four-fifths
grant agreement.
Yeah, let's deal with the rest of these first. So let's do 574.
574, reappoint Sam Rodriguez to the Building Code Board of Appeal for a term to expire May 21, 2019.
Anyone want to speak on this item? Motion to adopt the report.
So move.
Second.
Roll call.
Fritz.
Aye.
Oh. Fish, excuse me.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thanks to Mr. Rodriguez for his service. Aye.
Hales.
Aye. 581.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County to transfer Multnomah County's tenancy interest in the 14th and 15th floors of the Portland Building to the city.
Roll call.
Fish.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. 582.
Authorize the Director of Bureau of Environmental Services or designee and the City Attorney to enter into a settlement and release agreement with John Widener and Julie Granfield, Upper Hillsdale Private RDII Reduction Project Number E10479.
Second reading, roll call.
Fish.
Aye.
Fitz.
Commissioner Fish, I particularly appreciate that this was done collaboratively, and I appreciate the homeowners who have worked with BES on this. Aye.
Hi. And then where's our four-fifths?
602.
602.
602. Execute grant agreements with the Oregon Office of Emergency Management for a pre-disaster mitigation grant in the amount of $526,256 for the City of Portland Residential Seismic Strengthening Project and Clean Energy Works, Inc. And because it's a 4/5 and there are not four on the council today, this will continue to next week.
We can have a hearing on it, though.
Yeah, take testimony if there's any, right?
I suppose you could ask somebody to come up, but I don't see anybody in the audience at this point.
So,
even though we've 4/5 signed for it, it has to have 4/5 here. Yes, we're having a problem on several levels.
Technically, you need 4 members present to sign on. Oh, all right. All right, we'll just continue it to next week then. All right. And we're adjourned.
All right.
Your endurance. Sometimes these innocuous looking agendas take longer than they
I predicted.